but the new camp is almost identical to the old one. It is supervised by another Meibong with similar features and characteristics, who is just as zealous a believer in the Angkor as my previous supervisor. While they talk, I am left alone to contemplate my new home. The new work camp sits at the edge of a rice field and is surrounded by forest. All around the huts, tall palm trees sway lightly in the wind. In one, a young boy is cutting down a cluster of palm fruits with a silver cleaver. He looks about 12 or 14 years old, has a round face, black wavy hair, and a small, dark, sinewy body. I marvel at how his toes and fingers grip the tree like a monkey. While one hand holds on to a few sturdy leaves, the other wields the cleaver, separating the fruit from the tree. As if sensing my stare, the boy stops his work and turns to me. Our eyes meet and hold for a few seconds. He smiles and waves to me, but the cleaver is still in his hand. This familiar gesture of human friendship that I have become so unused to is made all the more unfamiliar as he chops the air with the knife. I smile back at him before turning my attention back to the camp. The camp houses about 80 girls, their ages ranging from 10 to 15. I have yet to turn 8. Unlike the other camp, not all the girls are orphans. Many have families living in nearby villages. All have been selected by either their village chief or work supervisor to live here. There is a similarly operated boys' camp not far from us on the other side of the rice field, with approximately another 80 boys supervised by their comrade brother or Meibong prof. I am told that occasionally the two camps gather together for lessons on the Angkor, and afterward they celebrate the Angkor's victories with dances and songs. My first night at the camp, the two groups gather around a roaring bonfire to listen to the latest propaganda. The two Meibongs stand before us and take turns preaching their message. "The Angkor is our savior. The Angkor is our liberator. We owe everything to the Angkor. We are strong because of the Angkor." Having heard it many times, I know when to break into the obligatory claps and screams. "Our Khmer soldiers today killed 500 Yuans trying to invade our country. The Yuans have many more soldiers, but they are stupid and are cowards. One Khmer soldier can kill 10 Yuans." "Angkor, Angkor, Angkor," we scream our replies. "The Yuans have many more weapons, but our Khmer soldiers are stronger, smarter, and fearless.